Perek Dalet, very complicated perek. The first couple of psukim, starting from Pasuk Beis, are very difficult. Seems to be misnaged everything we know. The unbelievable schus of living in this world, of being able to do mitzvahs. The biggest tzaddikim, when they left the world, they cried that they're leaving the world of opportunity. For a couple of pennies, you could do a mitzvah. Once you leave the world, it's over. There's no more credit. So, it's partial like that. And adrabba, without coming to this world, what do you have in the next world? Chazal call it nama de kisufa. If you didn't earn anything, then you can't even be nene from Olam Haba, if it's not yours. It's called nama de kisufa. In this world, some people don't mind Naima de Kisufa. But in the next world, it doesn't work that way. Everybody wants to earn what they have. So, Shlomo HaMelech says, Shabeach Anias HaMesim Shekvar Mesu. I praise the people that already died. Min HaChayim Asher Heimo Chayim Adeno. From those that are still alive. Yeah? You go throughout Chazal, like I said, you see, not like that. You see that they wanted to be alive. And David HaMelech chapped his last. He learned the whole Shabbos, the Sultan shouldn't be able to get him. The Malach HaMovah shouldn't be able to get him. Right? So how does Shlomo ben David, Shlomo HaMelech, the son of David, whose father, Mamish, schwitz that the Malach HaMovah shouldn't get him, and he says it's better to be dead over there. David HaMelech should have ran to the, according to Shlomo, he should have ran to the Malach HaMovah. Please, take me. I beg you. And he continues, V'toiv mishteyem, better than both, Eis asher adein loy hoyo. One who is not here yet, Sheligo amai sarah shanat tach zashemesh. Because there's three groups, people that were already dead, people that are here, and people that are going to come, that are not, never even came yet. So he says, the ones that, it's better to be dead already. Number one, it's better to be dead. So those that are dead, I praise them, that it's good for them, Ashrei Chelkom, that they're dead already, than those that are never still here. And better yet is those that never even saw anything here. Never experienced the world b'chlal. As I said, I'm just telling you, I've added this. Each word here has a whole shtickl term. I'm just telling you, pshuto shel mikra. V'toiv mishneim, asha adem lo yhoyo, asha liro samay sehara. Now, there is a Gemara in Erevin, that the Gemara in Erevin seems to be misnagged, taka, all the other sugis hashas. Because all the other sugis hashas, Amashim, it's a tremendous mila to be here. There is Taka Sugi in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. And the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, that's a machlekes b'lem b'shami and b'sil. Go to Daf Yud Gimel and b'beis. Here. B'shami yomru, noyach loy lo'odom shaloy nivro mishanivro. It's better not to be here. Sounds like the Shalom HaMelech. Better. Basilo say no, Noyach loy mishenivra. Zok the Gemara, Nimnu v'gomru. They were Nimnu v'gomru. Noyach lo'odom shaloy nivra mishenivra. So the Gemara grad in Erev and Yud Gimel, the Gemara grad is mashma like this pasuk. That's the one solitary sugya. That's mashma taka like this pasuk. But that sugi is also shver. That sugi is also shver. Whenever we talk about that sugi, I always say, a guy comes over and he tells you, my wife had a baby. L'chor, according to that Gemara, you should say, Baruch Tayin Emes. Like Nebuch. My wife had a miscarriage. Ah! Baruch HaToy V'Ameitiv, Macha Kiddush. Noyach Loi Lodom, Shaloi Nivro, Mishin Nivro. Right? It's not like that, right? Abazoi Shtein the Gemara. So first of all, there's many, many different mahalchim how to learn. The most mistavritic way is like the Ishbitzah. The Ishbitzer says, but we don't have that lashon here in the pasuk, but could be this means the same thing. The Ishbitzer says, the Gemara doesn't say toiv. Doesn't say toiv loy lo adam shaloy nivram ishanivram. Doesn't say that. It says noyach loy. What does the word noyach mean? It's easy. It's easier. You hear? Noyach loy lo adam shaloy nivram ishanivram. It's easier. Being in this world is not an easy task. It's nesyonis. It's not so poshut. Yeah? It's noyach loy lo adam shaloy nivram ishanivram. It's easier not to have to experience it. The nesyonis. That's the way the Ishbitzer learns the Gemara. And what's the Nimnu v'gamru? So it's a fascinating Maharsha. The Maharsha is found in the end of Maseches Makis. And the Maharsha says that at the beginning, Beis Hillel felt, what do you mean? There's so many opportunities. It's not noyach. There's so many good things to do in the Shuris Nisyonis. But there's so many good things to do. So it outweighs it. Meaning it's true there's a lot of challenges, but there's a lot of opportunities. Altogether, noyach. They agreed to Beis Shammai is shver, but Lamai said there's a noyach also mishanivra. Says the Maharsha, but Nimnu v'gomru, then they went and they counted the mitzvahs. And Lamaisa, there's 365 lavim, and there's only 248 essays. So Lamaisa, there's more opportunities to mess up. So Nimnu v'gomru, says the Maharsha, after they counted it, they were goymer Lamaisa, it's noyach lo shaloi nivra mishanivra. What? As far as what? Well, first of all, who says it's a machlokes? Who says negel halacha? Pasha is not halacha to Gemara. Pasha. If you want to say, well, what's the lekach? What do you take from it? That's a good shaila. But that's the. Now I'm going to tell you what the lekach is. So the lekach is like this. So what's taka pshat? Aliba the Beis Shammai and lemaskana even aliba the Beis Hillel is noyach loy shaloy nivra mishanivra according to the maskana. How does the Gemara end? The Gemara says, "Ba'achshav shenivro yifashvish b'maisov." Maisa, now that you're here, so the way you can learn the Gemara just means, but yeah, but now you're here, do your best. Do your best. So there's a chassidish pshat, and Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Atzal said the same shot, in a different way, but the same shot. And really, Chofetz Chaim didn't say it in the Gemara. The chassidish pshat was in the Gemara, but the Yisoid was the same Yisoid. The emes is that if you just look at the lavim and the assays, it's true. It's noyach loy shaloy nivra mishanivra. If I tell you I have an investment for you, I want you to invest everything you own, every your life savings into this investment. You tell me, okay, what's the chances of me making money? I say, listen, it's a 70-30. 70% you lose, 30% you'll gain. You have to be an idiot to put your life savings in there. I mean, hopefully you're not going to do that, right? You're not going to put your life savings. You put your life savings, only that's a 90-10. You know what I mean? 90-10, a miyot shere motzi. This is going to put it, right? So Lamaisa, if you only look at the mitzvahs, talking your life, you're a mitzvah person. You do what you have to do. You keep the tariyak mitzvahs. That's it. Then you know what? Noyach lo shaloi nivra mishanivra. For you, it's a bad investment. You have more to mess up here than to gain. There's more opportunity to mess up than to gain. But there's another way to live your life. The other way to live your life is you're not a person that does what you have to do. You look for opportunities. You're an opportunity seeker. You look in day to day. You're fascist by myself. The Chavetz Chaim said a guy goes to work. Lamosh. I'm talking about after 30 years in Kollel, Mitzvah Shem. Right? After everybody finishes 30 years in Kollel. So many of you can be Rashivas and Rabbonim, but some of you are going to have to support us. Right? Maybe you'll sing a little bit. Right? Some of you are going to have to support us. So Lamaisa, a person goes to work. Zogta Chofetz Chaim. A guy could go to work and he'd sit at work and go, I'm not just having an empty life. I'm sitting here all day. What am I doing? selling couches. Well, that's my life. 9 to 8 and 9 to 6, I sell couches. Not everybody's zeicher to be Rabbi Robinson, to come and handle with the Rashbe the whole day and still make so much money. Right? They have to work hard. They go sell couches. It's not so geschmack. Zog the Chofetz Chaim. The guy's being mefarnes his family. He's putting out a door in Klal Yisrael. Right? Thousands, who knows what's coming? Thousands of neshamas could be affected. Every minute you're at work, you're being mekayim a mitzvah to me, if you're mechaveh. If you fashers with myself, if you look at your mundane activities and you do them l'shem shamayim, now you have more opportunity than. So that's the word, achshav shenivra. Don't be a person just yoytzeh to zayin. If you're just going to be yoytzeh, you should be what we call a nichnas. You should be a person who looks for, if you look for opportunities, much more opportunities. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, your whole life could turn into a mitzvah. If you become a ruchnius type of person, everything about your life turns into a mitzvah. Everything turns into a mitzvah. That's the noyach. The noyach le'inachanami. If you're just going to be an odom, if you're not going to be a mafashvish, and that's why if you look at Rashi, many places Rashi says bnei odom kemoish nivra. That means if you leave things the way they are, if you just become, if you're a person, a gashmius person, you just do what you have to do. Then it's noyach le'odom shalei nivra. You want to just be an Adam, an Isha Adama? But, Achshav Shenivra, you have an opportunity. You could be a fascist by myself. You could be an Ishruchni. An Ishruchni, it's a gewaldic opportunity. I'll just tell you one thing, because we have to do a bissel sukkah. It's a gewaldic gevorot, I always say over from Satma Rebbe Zatzal, the Rebbe of Yoyo, in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos, it says, Yistakal b'shlosh yitvon v'inat ha'bol yidei aver. Right? What's the kasha? Forgetting that this diukim kasha is Mr. Rishonim already aimed on. What's the double loss in the Mishnah? The Mishnah say, his takam shows him at Oilech there. Right? Ne'ayim boso, lo natoilech, v'nei atos in the v'cheshmi. It doesn't say that. And then it goes again. Why did it say it together? It doesn't go like that. It goes back. It chases it over a second time. Right? So listen to the word. Every person has two chalokim. You have a chalik, your body, your physical body, your flesh. And you have your neshama. You have your neshama. The greater a person is, the more you see they live for their neshama. They live a different life. Anybody has shaychus to a godel b'Yisrael, you realize when you have shaychus to them that they're living, they're in the same world with you, but they're living a different, it's different. It's not the same place. It's like a different country. It's like I was Masada Kedush in Montreal right before this man, all the Talmud clipper. You go to Montreal, it's like, you just cross over that thing. You feel like you're in another planet. It's a different, the people, everything's different. Forgetting that you can't find one English sign there. You can't, it's Kilo, there's like a harem there to talk in English. I don't know if you know that. You ask somebody a question, come on, chill. I know you like your French, but shine. But your mamish feel the whole culture, it's different, it's a different world. I was telling the Rebbe, it's amazing. We mamish crossed. It was like we landed on Mars. Toronto's not like that. Lavalier's Yisrael's not like that. This is like Mars. I was very happy to come back. Lamaisa, when you have a shaychus hagodol, the chiluk is much different. It's much bigger of a difference than I had when I crossed over the border to Montreal. It's a different world. When I went to Bianca's house, I felt like I was in a different planet. They live a different life. And what's really the difference? The difference is they live for the ruchnius. Yes, they're physically here, but they have a different tachlis. And you can see it in everything they do. Every single aspect of what they do. You can see it. And that's why The disciple had a box of had a pen in his house for years and years and years because they didn't know who the person was. There was a box of tissues, which I told you over when we were learning Choshe Mishpat. There was a box of tissues in the disciple's house, right? That was never used. They found out what happened. What happened was that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal was by his father. And usually when he would use the bathroom, he would ask for a shus to use the bathroom. As if he was married. He wasn't saying Mechal Shulchan Aviv anymore. And one time he went to the bathroom. His father was resting. He used the bathroom without rishus. And he used tissues. So he decided that he should put tissues back. So he put a box of tissues back into the bathroom. The stipler saw a box of tissues that he didn't recognize. So it never left. The stipler said they should never use it till the Bailam come to collect the tissues. It's different. They're not like one of us. It's different people. Every human being could either live for the tipas rucha, or you could live for your neshama. So the Mishnah is telling you two things. Me'ayim basa, your neshama comes from chelik lekamimal. Your flesh comes from a tipas rucha. Your flesh comes from a tipas rucha. That's how the Satmar Rebbe answers the stira in the Medrash in Parashas Shemini. He says, why does it say Parashas Metzora afterwards? Because just like a person was created after everything, right? We were created last, right? We were created on the sixth day. We were created last. So Tumah of us are also last. So the Medrash, famous Medrash, what does the Medrash say? Zocha, if you're Zoicha, we tell you, you came first. If you're not Zoicha, we say even a mosquito came before you. Factually, we came last. Rabban, how do you learn that? Zocha, then we tell you, you came before everything. Loi Zocha, then we say you came after everything. The fact is, we were created at the end. Zok the Satmar Rebbe Gevaldik. The Neshama was here from the beginning. Zoch, if you live your life in Neshama, you came first. If all you are is flesh and bones, you were created after the mosquito. Zok, that's Pshana Mishnah. Histaka B'Shloshim, think, what do you want to be? What do you want your legacy in this world to be? Do you want to be? What do you want to be? Do you want to be a tipas rucha? Histakom me'ayim b'osu. You came from Mokum Gavoya. Ah, tohelech. You're gonna go to Rebbeinu Shlalom. Or do you want to be the tipas rucha? That's the double loss in the Mishnah. Those are the two choices you have in life. And that's what Shlomo Melech is saying. If you're gonna live for your physical being, then it's better never to be here. But the whole Sefer Koheles is here to tell us to be spiritual. To realize Soiv Dorak or Lishma, to live for something higher. That's the point of the Sefer. Shalom, all these psukim are telling us if you're going to live for what's here, that's the way you have to learn. Okay, let's do our Bissel Sukkah.